Shavua Tov, my friends. I hope you all enjoyed a beautiful Shabbat. Today is day 28, referring to Our Father, Our King. That's the title, referring, of course, to the most famous prayer probably that most Jews know about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Avinu Malkeinu. And this is one of the most stirring parts of the High Holiday Service, Our Father, Our King. We say this every day from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur, and it's an emotional highlight for a lot of people. What makes this prayer so important? So I mentioned in the chapter that it's based on a story from the Gemara, from the Talmud, of this drought which took place in Israel during the times of the Mishnah. We know that Israel, of course, still is to some degree an agriculturally based society. And when it wouldn't rain, it made the Jewish community like really, really desperate. No rain in those days in Israel could mean like starvation for the people. Therefore, they tried all of these attempts. There's a tractate of Talmud, Tanit, which goes through what the Jewish community would do and is supposed to do when there's a drought, when there isn't rain. And one rabbi after the next came forward with one prayer and another prayer. Nothing was working until Rabbi Akiva, who we like to talk about at MGE a lot because he only began to study Torah at the age of 40, he steps forward. He says the simple prayer starting with the words Avinu Malkeinu, our Father, our King. The heavens open up, begins to rain, and the Jewish people are saved. And obviously, you know, the obvious reason why we say this prayer again and again is because the Jewish community was in a desperate place, and on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the day the books of judgment are opened. So we're using this same prayer. But what's important about it is that it's a very, very profound theological prayer because, you know, we have different ways of relating to Hashem. On one hand, God is a parent. He's a loving, concerned parent, and he's close to us. And from this perspective, it's the part that's comforting. Like Hashem wants us to come back like any parent wants their kid that's strayed a bit during the year or whenever to come back. On the other hand, he's Malkeinu. He's also a king that judges us, and we are his loyal subjects. And you ask yourself, well, which is God? And the answer, of course, is that he's both. And we have a number of different times during the year. If you're familiar with the Psukei de Zimra, the Psalms of Praise, every single time we say the Ashrei, which is the most important psalm in the Psalms of Praise, it's always preceded by another prayer called Yehi Kavod. Now, Ashrei is all about our closeness to Hashem. We have all these verses in the Ashrei where King David is speaking about Karov Hashem l'chol karov, Hashem is close to anyone who calls out to him. Shomer Hashem et kol avav. Hashem guards those. Potech et yadecha. He opens his hand. Verse after verse showing how God cares, loves, and is close to his creations. But the prayer before the Yehi Kavod is just the opposite. It's all about God's transcendental existence, how God is beyond us. Hashem melech, Hashem melech. And we say a similar prayer on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur as well, that God was the king. He is the king, the eternity of God's sovereignty over the world. And he's both, and that's the dual nature of the relationship that we have with Hashem. And in my new book, The Jewish Experience, I spoke about this within the context of Shabbat, because the Nachmanides, when he's describing and talking about why we observe Shabbos, so he quotes the verse from the Torah, not only because God created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh, but also because God took our ancestors out of Egypt. And the Ramban, Nachmanides, explains that by freeing the Jewish people from slavery, God is revealing that he's not just a creator of the universe, but he wants to remain engaged in the universe because he cares. He's not some distant God that just created the world, set it on automatic timer, and good luck, you're on your own. No, he stays involved. That's what Yitzhak Mitzrayim, the Exodus from Egypt, comes to represent. And that's what we are embracing on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the dual nature of our relationship with God. He's both the king who rules over us, and he's a loving parent who cares for us. And which one's more important? Well, you can say because it starts with Avinu. It starts with our Father. In our Shmona Esrei, by the way, the two blessings that we say every single day in the Silent Devotion, where we ask Hashem for forgiveness and help with tshuva, we refer to Hashem as Avinu, as our Father, invoking the parental caring relationship. So we start with that. And I like to say, and I'll finish with this, that even though God is a king and there is judgment and there is a right and wrong and there are consequences, all of those things are just an expression of Hashem's love for us. Because the worst thing any parent can do to a child, or God could do to his nation Israel, or the people of the world in general, is to ignore them, to neglect them, to judge us, to discipline us, to punish someone, is to show that you care. A parent who's disengaged, who could care less, is a parent that doesn't care and therefore doesn't discipline or punish. And in punishment and, well, I don't have to talk about punishment so much, but being judged and evaluated and having this time on the calendar is another way of Hashem showing that he truly cares. So even the Malkeinu part of the Avinu Malkeinu, is an expression of Avinu, of God's love for the Jewish people.